The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. The sugar beet crop at Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative coming along nicely, according to Vice President of Agriculture, Todd Giselius.
For the most part, the first round of weed controls is on now or is going to be on very shortly. So we're feeling good about that. You know, we got a lot of cover crop that needs to get knocked out.
MinDAC Farmers Cooperative Vice President of Agriculture Mike Metzger says weed control has also been a priority for MinDAC's growers.
The first pass was a real common theme last week, and thank heavens the guys had lay-by herbicides in, and they are sitting in fantastic shape, getting that lay-by down, getting a rain on it to get it activated. Now round two with another shot of lay-by is kind of on the horizon. I'm guessing they'll get into that first part of next week.
At American Crystal, General Agronomist Joe Hastings says planting is finally getting close to wrapping up.
We're at 98.5% for the Red River Valley right now, so we had a good run. The last few percentage and a half, we're hoping to get in here yet this week, maybe in the next week. There's some wet areas that we're just waiting on.
Weed control has been top of mind for sugar beet growers. Extension sugar beet agronomist Tom Peters says there have been some challenges, though.
What's disappointing, maybe even a little disturbing, is a number of our soil applied treatments, pre-treatments especially, are starting to break. So we're not exactly sure why. Certainly the rates we were using were correct, but for some reason we didn't get the activation that we needed. And we're having some breaks.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.